National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that is new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. Direct from the Birdland, the jazz corner of the world here in New York City, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music, and we're sure you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. And now here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
I can't tell you how nice it is to have you people respond. So I might tell you people listening in tonight over NBC that this evening we got all the musicians on the stand, explained what was going to happen, and are on the air, and that's just about 20 seconds it's been. And we have now 18 musicians on the bandstand, and of course there are 18 on the payroll. Very happy to see that you all are here. The overture this evening we thought should be something spirited and probably in the key of D minor. That's strange, I'm getting technical. Anyway, the title here is Bill Russo's Suites, The Beat.
Thank you.
There were so many soloists on that first number that even though it's a kind of a custom of ours to announce solos, we will not do it at the moment. I think that we'll just thank the rhythm section for setting up the beat. There's a bass player, Don Bagley, that accompanied the soloists, and also Stan Levy had a great part in it. The drummer, Sal Salvador, was in there working to be heard, and if you heard some piano, that was another guy that we're thinking about hiring. We have an idea here that out of so much original music, especially with a book like ours in jazz, it's nice to hear a standard tune occasionally, something that everybody knows and everybody plays. The guy's here with his trombone, and the composition is Over the Rainbow. Bob Burgess. Here's the bottom of the rhythm section, stepping out on his own for the moment, accompanied by the horns, the higher part of the orchestra here. This is Don Bagley's solo that he's played a great deal called Bags. Bags? Thank you. keep smiling, Bags. The applause lasts a little longer that way. Here's the thing that Connie Condoli has played so much that the tune has almost identified him with him, I should say, more than when it was recorded in a rather different fashion. The count here plays the thing that was composed by Shorty Rogers called Round Robin. Count, get in shape while I get to the piano. Connie, I would appreciate it very much if you'd do me a favor. You're the closest here, and I have to ask somebody to help me. I want to play a piano solo, something with the trombone section, so if you'd be kind enough to, you know, say something good about me and give me a little build-up, I'd appreciate it very much and announce the number.
Well, I'll try, Stanley. I think the name of this number is... Fellas, what is the name of this number? It features the trombone section with a little piano by Stan Kenton, and the title is called Interlude.
Thank you.
Now from the trumpet section comes another. A chair, a man with a mute in one hand and a trumpet with the other, and at the front of the microphone, he'll probably insert the mute in the trumpet, we hope, and after a four-bar rhythm vamp, I can say we'll have Don Smith's version or Don Dennis's version, I should say. There's mentioning two guys in the same section, but at this time it'll only be played by one. Don Dennis plays. It's wonderful. Here once again is the part of the artist in rhythm music that is called the peanut vendor. Thank you. The orchestra has something about 2.5 weeks yet to play here at Birdland before we finish this engagement for now and then leave for a rather exciting new thing that is about to take place that will take the orchestra and another group of people mostly through the East and out into the West, through the Middle West. This thing that is to be called the Festival of Modern American Jazz, which includes not only this group and myself, but some other very important people in the modern end of the world of this music. To mention a few, Dizzy Gillespie, Stan Getz, Errol Garner, Slim Gaylord will be a part of it, Candido, the exciting conga drummer, and also the young lady that we're also fond of because she's done so much for us, June Christie, will once more be with part of the orchestra for this particular tour. Festival of Modern American Jazz. It'd be a nice idea if you guys would hold your horns to your faces and let me give a downbeat and let's hear this thing that is called Artistry and Rhythm. Stanley? Brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight has come to you direct from the Birdland, the jazz corner of the world here in New York City. Join us next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leader, who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. This has been an NBC Radio Network production.